It's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast trying to get this wet mess straightened out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Little technical issues to start the show, but hopefully we'll get it straightened out and get rock and rolling. How was your Thanksgiving, buddy? All right, well, looks like we got a little issue going on here. Hopefully we'll be able to get it straightened out, but we're going to set the table for this edition of the Attack, and we'll be talking about the National Football League to get us jump-started, and we'll take it from there as we go forward with a little bit of college football after that. And we got a guest to talk about Doctor Who at 40 after hour two, and basically the obsession with these shows, whether it's The Walking Dead, Doctor Who, or anything else, as we try to go forward and make it work. And, this is what it is, and trying to deal with it. And here at the Attack, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we had a Monday Night Football game, and for a change, it was actually a pretty good one as Green Bay and Philadelphia matched up, and Green Bay trying to take care of their business and stay alive at 5-6 against the and get to 5-6 against the Philadelphia Eagles that were sitting at 500 at 5-5. And look, It's been a tough road for the Packers. There's been all kinds of discontent, been all kinds of issues and all kinds of whatever, but the reality is that the whole reality is that they were fighting for their lives as they came east to Philadelphia, and they did the job, and at 27-13, it was a relatively dominant performance. I mean, it didn't seem that way with the final score, but in reality, it was kind of a dominant performance by the Green Bay Packers, Joe.
The story of the game is that, at least in my mind, the Packers' offense ability to keep the awful Packers' defense off the field, the big time of possession advantage, and all the other issues. I mean, the Packers kept the ball for over 35 minutes, for under 25 minutes for the Eagles. Aaron Rodgers was brilliant, 30 for 39, 313, pair of touchdowns, no interceptions, and very quietly. We've talked about all the issues that Aaron Rodgers has had this year and the Packers have had, and we've talked about the potential demise of Aaron Rodgers, yet very quietly since week 8, 17 touchdowns thrown, the most of the NFL in that period. So the realities are the Packers are 5-6. They're one of many, and we'll get into, you know, where they sit as far as their chances with the playoffs, I guess, as we move along in this hour. But this team will go as far as the arm of Aaron Rodgers will take them. They've got Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball, a stable of quality receivers, no running game to speak of, and a pretty good offensive line. Their defense is putrid. It won't stop anybody. It can't stop anybody. It's one of a handful of things that keeps them from being an elite team. So the realities are, it's all about Aaron Rodgers and that passing game. Not only scoring points, but playing ball control passing so that they can keep that defense off the field.
Yep, you know, you make a great point. And that's what I meant by that score being a little bit deceiving, those 10 fourth quarter points, letting them put it away. But they really dominated the game pretty much from Jump Street. You know, the Eagles answered their score at the very beginning, but once the Packers got to 14, they just continued to roll forward. And, you know, you talked about Aaron Rodgers and the premature demise that a lot of people had happening with him. Not only is he doing it with his arm, he's also doing it with his legs. Over that 8-game stretch that you talked about, he was not only passing the ball accurately and all the touchdowns you talked about, he was also their leading rusher, Joe. They have no real semblance of a ground game other than a couple of guys contributing here and there, but him, the threat of his legs taking it outside of the pocket, which he showed a couple of times last night, and that's actually a legitimate running threat for them, although he tweaked a hammy in this football game.
Well, Bob, I mean, it, just to show you the state of the Packers' running game, when Aaron Rutkowski went in for that touchdown, that was the first rushing touchdown scored by a Packer running back on the 2016 season. The other three previous rushing touchdowns for the Packers were scored by Aaron Rodgers. So that really shows you the state of their running game. And a lot of it's been injury. I mean, Eddie Lacy hasn't been there for much of the season. James Starks has been out of the lineup for much of the season. They just signed Kristen Michael off the street, and they're using Ty Montgomery, who's he played some running back in college, so the running back position's not foreign to him. But if you look at his jersey number, he was brought into the league as a wide receiver. And to have to line him up, you know, on a regular basis as a full-time running back shows you the state of your running attack and shows you the state of your running back situation. So I think all those things really say it all. It's all about Aaron Rodgers' arm, and I guess we were all, including myself, a little premature in forecasting the demise of Aaron Rodgers, because very quietly, without a lot of fanfare, as we've talked about the struggles of the Packers, very quietly, Aaron Rodgers has been terrific, and he was, whether they've won or lost, and in this one, he was terrific in victory. And unlike last week against Washington, where it took a while for the Packers to get things going, they got things going rather quickly in this one. Mm-hmm. You know, first two drives, two touchdowns. And we saw, as John Gruden called it, and this is where Chucky frustrates me. It's as if he doesn't watch football and he's just there to make weird noises. He's talking about the emergence of Devontae Adams. Haven't we seen this 3 and 4 times, the emergence of Devontae Adams? There was a point a couple of years ago where there was talk that the Packers were going to let Randall Cobb go because Devontae Adams could do a lot of the same things, and they couldn't pay both of them. I love the talent. He's been so inconsistent, and right, they've waited not so much for him to emerge, but to become a consistent week-in, week-out force. So to be shocked by the presence of Devontae Adams in the passing game for the Packers almost makes me believe you hardly watch football at all, because this guy's not a newcomer and didn't come out of nowhere. It's just the fact that he needs to bring it 16 games a year. He disappears for weeks at a time, and that's one of the things at times that undermines this Green Bay Packers passing attack.
Well, there's no question about it, you know, and you raise a good point when it comes to Chucky, and this isn't to digress into him, but, you know, the teams around the National Football League are littered with these guys. Everybody that plays wide receiver runs anywhere between a 4.34 and a 4.5. You know, this isn't some great surprise to anybody, Joe. It's the question of consistency and bringing it week in, week out, and that's why the talent evaluators either pay, keep, or cut these guys accordingly.
Well said, Bob. Hard to disagree. Up next, we'll continue to recap this Monday Night Football matchup, talk about more, a little more about what it means, what this victory means for the Packers. Also get into the Eagles' perspective on what the loss means to them. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
The nightmare is going to end pretty soon. I got to tell you that as we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack. Stuff is going to change around here, and it's going to change soon. I guarantee you that. We continue with the Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We're still talking Monday Night Football. Packers 27, Eagles 13. Big win for the Packers that pushes them out to 5-6 on the year. For the Eagles, the loss drops them to 5-6 as well. It's two teams going in different directions with I think, very different looks at the playoff picture. But again, back to Green Bay's perspective on this, and then we'll roll into the Eagles' perspective on this game. Good start for the Green Bay Packers this week on the Monday night matchup, and I think that was important. Getting off to the quick start, two drives, two touchdowns, and not having to chase all game long. They went into halftime up 14-10, and from there, you know, it was even in the third quarter, and the Packers took control of this game in the fourth quarter when it was really in many ways anybody's ball game at 17-13. It was Green Bay on the road who stepped up big and made all the big plays to run and weigh and hide and take a 27-13 victory, Bob. And I think the good start was very important, as was the good finish.
Oh, no question about it. And you know, you talked about that and emphasized it a lot. And there's nothing to disagree with there. You know, with these teams that are struggling, and particularly, you're heading on a road game against a team in Philadelphia that's been struggling themselves, but certainly is a dangerous team and on life support themselves the same way you are. When I previewed this, Joe, that's one of the things I focused on. It was which team was going to come out ready to go and jump on the other team, and Green Bay certainly fit that qualification. It was actually, I don't want to say maybe they're the most impressive win of the season, but it had to be right there among them, and it kept them alive, which was most important of all.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. You talk about them being alive, and I talked about as we came into this segment, both teams with 5-6 records, but going in different directions in some ways off of the win and loss respectively and having very different outlooks as far as getting into the playoffs. At 5-6 for the Packers, two games back of the Lions, one game back of the Vikings, and they play both of those teams to finish the season. So while the Packers' position at 5-6 is not necessarily enviable, they're in this thing, and they have a real chance to make the playoffs. And if there's a quarterback out there that could carry you when little else is there to help you, it's Aaron Rodgers. So, again, I don't think the Packers' position is necessarily enviable in this situation. It's not ideal to be 5-6, and at this late stage of the season through week 12, being two games back of the top spot in your division and one game back of second place. But the truth of the matter is, it's not as bad as it appeared just a week ago after the loss to the Redskins. You snap a four-game slide, and you have a bunch of pretty winnable games, and you play the teams that are directly in front of you in a division down the stretch. And let's take a look at their last 5 weeks. You know, they host the Texans, who, by the way, are not very good and while Aaron Rodgers is playing some of the best quarterback in the NFL right now, the Texans have Brock Osweiler, and he is, you know, if it wasn't for Ryan Fitzpatrick, he'd be the worst starting quarterback in the NFL right now. The Texans have to go up to Lambeau. It'll be early December. It could be pretty cold out there. I don't know that bodes well for a Texans team that's struggling. They also host the Seahawks. You know, and again, everybody gets all bent out of shape out of their loss to Tampa Bay. You know, after going east back-to-back weeks, I don't take that much out of that. That may be an uphill climb for them as Russell Wilson continues to get healthy. But they head to the Bears, who just aren't very good. And then you close it out hosting the Vikings, and you're at the Lions. So the division is there for the taking. I don't know whether they can get it done. I don't think they can sneak in as a wild card. But while the position's not enviable, it's certainly doable, and it'd be very realistic that they could win 4 out of 5 of these games and not impossible that they could sweep them all.
I think that's fair, just even giving them a loss, which, you know, they could still sneak in as a wild card. When I was talking about this game yesterday, I have the feeling...
Well, how do they sneak in as a wild card with all the teams ahead of them?
Well, I mean, you know, they also, some of those teams have rough schedules. I don't know that they can catch the Lions, Joe. The Lions are playing some pretty darn good football, and we've talked about that. With Joe Bob Cooter and Matthew Stafford, they're putting together a very good that side of the ball. Their defense has done enough. What I think is going to happen is that I think the Packers are going to go past Minnesota because Minnesota just cannot get it together offensively, and their line is completely decimated at this point in time. And I think that's going to end up doing them in. And they'll put heat on Detroit. I don't know that they can catch them, but I think, as you said, they'd have to run the table to do it.
Well, if they run the table, 10 wins. 10 wins may be enough in this division. If they run the table, 10 wins, maybe they're in the wild card fight. You know, the Giants already have 8 wins, but they got a tough schedule the rest of the way. The Redskins are the other team, and I'm pretty sure they can get to 10 wins. So if the Packers run the table, maybe they're in, whether it be as the division winner or the wild card. If they go 4-1, they're probably, it would be an uphill climb for the wild card, but it would probably put them in a good position to win the division, especially if that only loss was to Seattle. So, again, there's a lot of intrigue, and this win keeps them alive, and you can see what they're going to have to do to have any kind of success, and that is rely on the arm of Aaron Rodgers. Actually, as James Starks gets healthy, maybe they can develop a running game. But that defense does not look like it's going to get healthy this year, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. It looks to me like defensively you have what you have with the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be a lousy defense. They're fortunate the NFC is not that strong, and Aaron Rodgers is playing great football. It might just be enough. I don't know. I think they got a lot of work to do with 5 games left. I don't want to put too much stock into one win after having lost 4 straight.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see. Uphill climb, but this keeps them alive. Had they lost here, you could have shoveled dirt on them.
Oh, no question about it. And you know, but the other aspect of it, and we touched on it earlier in the show, this defense at some point has got to step up a little bit. You know, you saw Matthews making plays last night. They can't put it all on him. It's a really bad defense that's going to get exposed going down the stretch even more. And to put it all on Rodgers' shoulders, you know, he's one of those guys, yeah, he does lift a team when he's on his game. But if he has one average game, they're going to lose. And if they lose and drop to 9-7, you're probably right. They ain't making the playoffs.
So, you know, 9-7 ain't going to get it there. 10-6, they've got a shot. It means running the table. It's an uphill climb, but there is a chance. For the Eagles, again, the good is Carson Wentz is going to be a very good quarterback. He's having his ups and downs this year, which is a combination of his youth and inexperience and the fact that, well, to be blunt about it, the Philadelphia Eagles are not loaded with quality weapons offensively. You decide to sit Nelson Aguilar because he's having, not mental problems per se, but he's having football mental problems. No Ryan Matthews. And when you look at this passing attack, it's Doriel Green Beckham. It's, you know, it's Darren Sproles out of the backfield. Jordan Matthews then gets hurt. It's Zach Ertz. And from there, it's not a bunch of guys you know. And leading your running attack is a rookie in Wendell Smallwood. So that's going to lead a guy like Carson Wentz to struggle, especially when you couple that with a suspect offensive line due to a rash of injuries. You're asking a lot for this quarterback to have great success. What he's done is a testament to his abilities, and it gives you a look at what should be a pretty bright future once they surround him with better weapons. But at 5-6 and kind of sliding the wrong way, the playoffs are not to be this year for this team. They're not winning the NFC East, and I think there's too many teams better than them who've had somewhat disappointing years fighting for a wild card spot that I don't think they're going to be there when it's all said and done.
Well, you always knew that somebody in this division was going to eventually fall to the bottom, and we both thought it was going to be the Eagles for all the reasons you entailed. The future is bright, however. They do have their quarterback in place. It's just a question of getting some weapons. The defense has performed pretty decently. You know, let's see what happens in this draft, whether or not they're able to do a little bit of refortification there, and also maybe attract a free agent or two in the off season. You never know how it's going to play out. But, you know, hey, they'll be fine, and the future is pretty bright for them.
You want to bounce it around the rest of the NFL next, and then we'll get to the college football in hour number two? Other NFL
Sounds
news
good.
Next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Certainly wouldn't want to live here, that's for sure. Huh? And I'm getting to the point, I don't know how much longer this is going to be my home. Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano, 56 at Bob Black, 71 at Sports Byline USA. Major topic thus far has been Monday Night Football. Not only the game itself, but the very quiet emergence of Aaron Rodgers over the last several weeks. It hasn't netted in Packers wins. They win one last night. Their playoff hopes are very much alive. You can weigh in on that. You can weigh in on the Eagles. Any direction you want to take as it relates to the Monday Night Football matchup is fair game at 800-878-PLAY. We're going to move into some other NFL news. And then as we roll along into hour number two, a lot of college football and a little sci-fi. But here's where I want to go next, Bob. And I'm going to pose this question to you, and we'll discuss this back and forth first, and I think we'll have time for at least one other story that's come to the forefront within the NFL. And I'm pretty confident you probably haven't discussed either of these issues yesterday, just because you had to recap games and there was a whole bunch going on. But with the performance of Colin Kaepernick over the last few weeks, has he played himself into perhaps a starting quarterback gig somewhere in 2017? And moreover, has he played himself into a long-term deal for serious dollars? And as I said, a starting quarterback gig where he's not looking over his shoulder at the guy holding the clipboard behind him?
Well, you know, that's the $100 million question, whatever the million-dollar question is. Look, his performance has been pretty darn good, and people forget how good he was just a couple of years ago, Joe. We both liked him coming out of college. You were passionate about him coming out of college, and you were proven right off the bat. But, you know, he slipped. He had injuries. The league adjusted to him. The team got really bad around him, so let's not forget that. And, you know, look, he has skill. And as we saw with Michael Vick and as we saw with other quarterbacks who have had controversy off the field, teams are willing to deal with that so long as you can perform. Is it going to be in San Francisco? No, probably not. But it could certainly end up being somewhere else. I just don't think it's going to be the kind of numbers that one would imagine a franchise quarterback having until he proves he can do it for a year or two. Maybe one of those progressive contracts where it's backloaded. It could be just a short-term deal to start out with the wink-wink that we'll take care of you if you show you can do it, you know, on this upcoming year. It's very difficult to say. That's why these talent evaluators get paid a whole bunch of money to make these decisions. I think he'll be in the league. I think somebody will use him as a starter, whether it's a long-term, big-time contract. That I'm not so sure about.
Okay. I think that's fair. However, I'm starting to look at this, and what I'm starting to see is a player who's playing better and better each week. Again, you're right. I loved him coming out of Nevada. I thought he was better than a lot of quarterbacks drafted in front of him. And for a big chunk of his career, he proved me to be right when Jim Harbaugh was the coach, when Jim Tom Sula took over and this franchise had no talent and was lost on the sidelines. Well, Colin Kaepernick regressed. There were then injury issues, and we've talked about. See, people are forgetting about that. When Colin Kaepernick was finally pulled from the lineup, well, he was pulled because they weren't playing well, and he wasn't playing well. A big reason he wasn't playing well was injuries. And if he was playing well, he would have gutted through those injuries. And he had a bunch of surgeries after he was taken away, after he lost his starting job to Blaine Gabbert, and even came into this year's training camp and exhibition season and everything else looking like a different person because of his inability to work out as he was trying to heal up and rehabilitate from these injuries. Even when he finally took over the starting job from Blaine Gabbert in middle October, it started off kind of slow. His first start, he didn't do much. He was 13 for 29 and 8 carries for 66 yards. Then against Tampa Bay, 16 for 34, 9 carries for 84 yards. You're not yet excited. You're seeing some glimpses of him as that explosive two-way threat, but you're not very excited about what he's doing with the football as far as in the throwing game. Then all of a sudden, against New Orleans, 24 for 39, 398, 2 touchdowns throwing and an interception, and you're getting a little more excited. Against Arizona, 17 for 30, 210, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, an additional 10 carries for 55 yards. Then the New England game where San Francisco hung tough much of the way. 16 for 30, 206, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. And then last week against Miami, you know, just 2 yards from actually tying the game. 29 for 46, 296, 3 touchdowns, an interception, and 10 carries for 113 yards. So he's starting to show some glimpses of that quarterback that so many liked so much, when he was this dual threat option under Jim Harbaugh. So that was why I asked the question. Is he playing his way into a long-term deal? I think you're fair right now in saying, Joe, the jury's still out. It's a very small sample. But if he continues to build upon his success over the next 5 weeks and he can actually help what is an extremely untalented football team on both sides of the ball, in particular on offense, perhaps score some points and even engineer a win or two, all of a sudden you'll look at the body of work over the 10, 12 games that he started, and if you're one of these handful of teams that need a starting quarterback, aren't interested in what's in what's becoming a very suspect draft class for quarterbacks at the top, and don't want to reach for one of those guys, you may end up handing your starting quarterback job to Colin Kaepernick unconditionally, not one of those where, well, we're lukewarm on him, but he'll start, but that guy sitting behind him holding the clipboard and wearing a baseball cap, he'll be ready to jog out at any time, so you better be looking over your shoulder. I think with some success down the stretch, he'll get that unequivocal starting job where he's not looking over his shoulder. And I'm not saying he's getting the $25 million a year for 7 years, but I could see him getting 3 years or more, at maybe 3 years even, at like a $15 million a year type gig, which would be upper middle type money for a starting quarterback, if not a little less, with a decent chunk of it guaranteed just because of what he will have done for three quarters of a season as the starter with the 49ers. The only problem for him, there aren't a lot of landing spots. He's not going back to San Francisco. The realities are that that divorce will be finalized very quickly in the offseason. I don't know how many logical landing spots there are. It's a quarterback-driven league. We always talk about the dearth of quarterback talent. But as I started thinking about this and was starting to get ready, I think there's opportunities there. I think he could land a gig, but I'm hard-pressed to see outside of two or three places where he might land.
Well, you know, you talked about what's going on with the quarterback class, and I think there's another team that falls into that category, too, and we'll get to them in a second, and that's the Cleveland Browns. But, you know, you talk about San Francisco and the imminent divorce. My question is this. Do they go to marriage counseling? Do they try to get this perhaps patched up again? Because if you are a GM and you're looking at what's coming out of the college class this year, there's nothing jumping off the page that's readily apparent where you're going, oh, my goodness, this is the guy I have to draft with the number two overall draft pick. And that's assuming that Cleveland doesn't win a football game. You know, and the Browns fall into the same category, Joe. If you're not seeing that guy that jumps off the page, you know, Cody Kessler's shown some things this year when he's been on the field. You know, do you ride it out for another year and see if he develops? Or do you roll the dice? It's a very interesting scenario this year because the Browns have a lot of draft picks. San Francisco just has a normal draft class. Do they try to repair that relationship and maybe come up with a deal because Kaepernick has shown a lot thus far?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think they can repair the relationship, but who knows? But beyond the 49ers, and I think you made good points on the Browns, here's the realities. They own a bevy of draft picks. But at number one overall, if you take any of these quarterbacks right now, whether it be Watson, whether it be Kaiser, certainly Trubisky, it's a major reach. And there are guys, franchise-making players out there at the top of this draft, guys like Miles Jack and others who all project much higher than these quarterbacks and would make these quarterbacks a huge reach. So you mentioned the Browns. That was one of the possible landing spots. Hugh Jackson's already shown an interest in reclamation projects. The RG3 one didn't work, but I don't think it would stop him from going after Colin Kaepernick based on what he showed, if he's the guy that's still there, if Jimmy Haslam doesn't fire everybody again. That said, the Bears could be another possible landing spot. They're going to be drafting at the very top of the draft. Their divorce from Jay Cutler is imminent. I don't think they're giving the job to Brian Hoyer, as that just doesn't make any sense. The upside's not there, and it's certainly not going to be Matt Barkley, who after 5 years in the league just threw his first touchdown pass. So maybe right. there's another possibility drafting that high that they decide they don't want to reach on any of these quarterbacks who I still think there's potential for the three I mentioned to be very successful NFL quarterbacks, especially Mitch Trubisky. But I don't know that I'm drafting Mitch Trubisky number one, number two, number three, or number four overall, as while he's had great success, has not played a lot of college football, and there may be a chance of it takes a long time for him to catch that magic, or he just never pans out. And I guess the other place I could see him going is the Jets. Down year, there. I don't think they're drafting yet another quarterback. I don't know how they feel about these guys, but here's the realities. The Jets, after the 10 wins in 2015, this has just been an awful year, and they'll pin a lot of it on injuries and the $12 million man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and his horrible play. So if they deem themselves as a quarterback away and think that they can rebound, I could see maybe the Jets getting into play on Colin Kaepernick after they didn't do much with him last year. So those are three places I could see. It's also the only three places that I could see, as mm-hmm. I don't see very many other quarterback situations. People are speculating on Houston, but they can't afford to spend that kind of money on another quarterback. You know, if Tom Savage eventually unseats Brock Osweiler, that's fine. He ain't going to cost them anything. Right. He's not going to Arizona to be Carson Palmer's caddy. They'll draft a young guy to groom to replace Carson Palmer. So I didn't see that many other opportunities, Bob. But I do see a possibility Bears, Browns, Jets, and if they can repair the marriage, which I think has irreconcilable differences, maybe it's the 49ers, and these three teams are forced to look in another direction.
Well, you know, the elephant in the room, of course, is the off-the-field stuff, and it is going to have an impact. Now, you know, how much and how much that comes in is leverage from upper management saying, well, you know, we got to deal with what's happened off the field and blah, blah, blah. Here's your number XYZ. That remains to be seen. See, I don't agree with you with the Jets because you talked about the looking over the shoulder aspect of it. Well, the Jets drafted Christian Hackenberg for a reason. And whether it's Bryce Petty back there next year or whoever it is, they're a caretaker until Hackenberg is ready to go. They're hoping he's ready next year. If that's not the case, it's still going to be a one-year deal, and Kaepernick doesn't fit that mold.
That's a fair possibility, and we'll discuss that as we go out the door and tie a bow around hour one. That's next on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
That's the late, great Nick Charles bringing us back through the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Spano, he's Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in, talk a little NFL. Again, that's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And in this last segment, we were talking Colin Kaepernick and perhaps playing his way into a starting quarterback gig in the NFL for 2017, a long-term one, and perhaps a long-term deal. You know, on the Jets, you may be right. Mike McKagan, though, he's an interesting cat, and he will draft a quarterback every year, believe it or not. You know, this is one of his things. He drafts quarterback every year. I know they love Hackenberg, but I've heard some very mixed things on his progress. It looks like to me they don't believe in Bryce Petty, and he won't be there as the caretaker next year. Just because they played him one game, wouldn't allow him to throw the ball down the field at all. They tried to hide the quarterback. And then they went back to Ryan Fitzpatrick in a lost season saying, he gives us the best chance to win games. Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't give you the best chance to do anything well. Not this year. He's having one of those bad Ryan Fitzpatrick years. You know, yep. Last year he had the good year that netted him the deal and earned him the long, and like the year he had that netted him the long-term deal in Buffalo. But then he followed that up, and not too distant future, he was getting cut from that long-term big deal in Buffalo. So take it for what it is. They don't believe in Bryce Petty. I don't know how they feel about Christian Hackenberg. Initially, I knew they loved him. So maybe you're right. Colin, landing spot for the Jets is not likely for Kaepernick. Doesn't seem like there's that many options. He's playing himself into a starting job. I'm just not sure where the opportunity comes, Bob. It's certainly a story we'll have to watch as this 2016 season unfolds.
Well, you know, maybe that Dr. Phil counseling comes into play. You know, you never say never, Joe. We know that very well in the world of sports. It's amazing how marriages are repaired.
Well said, Bob. We're going to step out, and in hour two, it's going to be college football and a little sci-fi. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. Don't go.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After an attack that leaves 11 people hurt at Ohio State University yesterday, Ohio Governor John Kasich says,
remarkable what these first responders did.
Class is set to resume today at the campus where police say Abdul Artan drove his car into a group of pedestrians, then got out and stabbed people with a butcher knife. An OSU police officer shot and killed Artan within a minute. Artan was a Somali national with permanent U.S. residency, and he was also an Ohio State student. President-elect Donald Trump expected to make some major announcements today, as yesterday Vice President-elect Mike Pence teased that a number of very important announcements would be coming on Tuesday. Trump yesterday held a meeting with retired General David Petraeus, said to be in the running for Secretary of State. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Green Party candidate Jill Stein filing a lawsuit seeking a recount of the presidential vote in the state of Pennsylvania now. President-elect Trump edging Hillary Clinton by about 11,000 votes in the Keystone State. The lawsuit challenging the integrity of Pennsylvania's electronic voting machines. New Jersey State Police and lawmakers are hoping the death of Cuban's Fidel Castro will bring them closer to finding fugitive Joanne Chesimard. Chesimard murdered a New Jersey trooper more than 40 years ago. In 1998, New York's NBC4 found Chesimard living in Havana, where Castro had given her asylum, and she told them,
"They want to just kill me. They want to see me dead."
U.S. Senator Robert Menendez among the lawmakers pushing to bring Chesimard back to the United States. He opposes President Obama's move to restore relations with Cuba as well. New Jersey's biggest police union calling on President-elect Trump to reverse that move. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are three foods that may be killing you. These three commonly consumed foods are actually banned in many other countries and yet readily available in the United States and frequently consumed here. The big food distributors have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to try and keep this information a secret. Learn what these foods are and what they are doing to you by going to killerfood35.com. That's killerfood35.com.
There's been some rain down south, which has been good news for the drought there, but wildfires are still threatening a Tennessee resort town of Gatlinburg and some other nearby towns as well there, as mandatory evacuation orders include sections of Pigeon Forge. That's where the Dollywood theme park is located. So far, no damage reported. There's been another provocative action by Iran against a U.S. naval vessel, as we hear from correspondent Tom Roberts.
A senior U.S. military official says an Iranian Navy boat threatened an American helicopter over the weekend. The boat reportedly aimed its mounted gun at the USS Eisenhower Saturday as the aircraft was passing over the Persian Gulf. Neither side fired their weapons, but officials called the Iranian Navy's actions unsafe and unprofessional. In August, the U.S. Navy fired several warning shots at an approaching Iranian boat.
It seems global internet usage is growing, just not everywhere. Here's tech correspondent Larry Olson.
The report from the UN shows an uneven mobile distribution, as there are as many mobile phone subscriptions as there are people living on the planet, implying some people use two or more mobile devices. Broadband networks now cover 84% of the world's population, but only 47% will actually use the internet by the end of the year. Korea is the most connected country, while in less developed nations of Africa, only 1 in 10 people are online.
And Pope Francis addressing a group of scientists yesterday, he says he's urging world leaders to move forward with climate change agreements. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two out in front of us. We're going to talk college football much of the way. But at the back end of hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, 40 after hour number two, we'll be joined by Travis Langley, author of Doctor Who Psychology. So we'll sneak in a little sci-fi and have a little fun with that ageless sci-fi program. But as we do at the top of each and every hour, we tell you the myriad of ways that you could take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, and we'll quickly do that right now, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. All downloadable to any device you can think of and a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And, of course, there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, it's most important to us, particularly at this time of year with the holidays and everything else that's going on. They're away from home for the most part, and, you know, a couple of phone calls helps, but being at home is not an easy thing to deal with. So we love you guys and girls, and we appreciate it. We appreciate the service, and we're very proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. In our next segment, we'll kick off our recap of Week 13 in college football. It was a barn burner. We'll talk about all the games, the big wins, the big losses, and what it all means. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. We are the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Doctor Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins!
Watson, another perfect pass. Touchdown, C.J. Fuller.
Here's Hurts.
Our Darius Stewart. What a nifty move. Touchdown, Alabama.
Coleman moves to his right. Browning a read, handoff to Coleman, left side with a crease at the 10. At the 5, angling for the end zone, dives for the pylon. Touchdown, Washington. Finally, we get the signal. LaVon Coleman, second TD of the day. This one from 15 yards out.
A smattering of highlights from the most notable games on a Week 13 in college football bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. That cavalcade of highlights courtesy of ABC, ESPN, CBS, and the Washington Huskies Radio Network, Bob. And Week 13, we saw some important games. When you get to this point in the college football season, it's really not all that much about the top 25, but it's about those 7 or 8 teams that have a chance at the college football playoffs. So while we'll get to the scores of all the games in the top 25, we'll spend most of our time on those games that actually had playoff implications and go through what the wins and losses meant for those teams involved in those games and, you know, really quickly hit the rest of the games within the top 25.
Yeah, no question about it. And I guess the place to start is Ohio State and Michigan, my friend.
The game, the 113th edition, the first one ever to go to overtime. It truly was a classic. And Curtis Samuels ends up being the difference as Ohio State, the number 2 team in the country, tops number 3 Michigan 30-27 in what was, to me, it was an instant classic. Was it a perfectly played game? Absolutely not. But it was a tremendous football game between two very, very, very good football teams. And it kind of had everything. For much of the game, it was a defensive struggle, and the defenses in many ways were the stars. As the game moved towards the end of regulation and into overtime, it was all of a sudden much more dynamic on offense. But to me, what made this game so great was the drama, the importance of the game, meaning that every play was so important, much as it is in postseason baseball, coupled with the fact that each team did something better than the other
throughout the game, and it was very just even that way. You know, for all of the ability that Ohio State had running the football on that vaunted Michigan defense, they couldn't throw the ball with any regularity and consistency at all. In turn, Michigan, they were able to do a great job throwing the football. They couldn't run it at all on that Ohio State defense. Michigan, you know, they lost the battle of turnovers, and it was Ohio State who had the big turnovers that generated points almost immediately, or in one case, immediately. Then it was Michigan who had the big special teams plays that led to points for them. So to me, there were so many layers within this game. There would be something that one team would do well, and then it was something they couldn't do well. And in turn, the other team would counter with something they could do well and something that they couldn't do well. So it was interesting, the clear edges that each team had in this game. And to me, that's what made this game so great.
I have no question about it. You know, and Joe, it's funny. Yeah, unless Urban steps down and unless Harbaugh goes back to the National Football League, we're going to be talking about these matchups each year for a long time. Long time to come, because these are two superior coaches who run programs. And, you know, it's not just they have a good season and they fade off for a couple of years. This is going to be fun for a long time to come. But you made great points about the ebb and flow of this game. First of all, Will Spade even suiting up for this football game was a little bit of a miracle as well, because with the shoulder injury, everybody assumed he was not going to play. He played, but he was not his old self. He was not as effective as he had been previously. Turned the ball over a couple of times, one of them being run back for a touchdown. It without him in this game, I think Ohio State blows them out. With him in this game,
we all saw what Jake Okorn did when he started. He was putrid. So even a Wilton Spate that turns over the ball three times, you know, one that ends up being a pick six, one that leads directly to points, and one that takes points off the board, he was still better than anything else they had to offer at the quarterback position.
Oh, no question about it. But unfortunately for them, those turnovers really were the difference in the football game in many ways. So, you know, he giveth, he taketh away. Michigan had to deal with it because they really had no other options. But, you know, you could tell he wasn't 100% and he wasn't playing like it. And against that Ohio State defense, you know, they also have a lot of talent on that side of the ball, and they were able to force mistakes out of Will Spade. You know, you talked about that ebb and flow. It was constant throughout the football game, and it made for some really intriguing football to watch. It was like you said, it wasn't a great, great game in the classical sense. But as far as entertainment, it was absolutely a terrific football game.
And what was on the line, it just made every play matter the way it does in postseason baseball. Just an incredible game. Where I will disagree with you was on Wilton Spate. Yes, he wasn't 100%. And when he did get hit and would go down, you'd see him shaking it off. But I actually thought he played quite well at quarterback. The interceptions, they were bad plays. The fumble was a bad play. But generally, he was spinning the ball out there throughout the game, and he was all that Michigan had on the offensive side of the ball for much of the game. So I can't say that, you know, he wasn't 100%, he didn't play. Well, he wasn't 100%, but he threw the ball just fine. I can't agree with you there that he didn't play well.
Well, I didn't say he didn't play well. I said he giveth and he taketh away. You know, they had no other option. But he made a couple of critical mistakes that ended up costing them in the long term. You know, there was no other option. Well, what were you going to do? In an ideal situation where they had a backup quarterback who could actually play football, he probably wouldn't have set foot on the field. I give him a lot of credit for doing it. I give him a lot of credit for performing well. But he also made some key mistakes that ended up costing them points. So, you know, you got to be balanced with it.
Well, again, I don't know that even if they had a capable backup, they would have went with him. They threw 36 times. It wasn't as though they were trying to hide him, and he was effective, and it's not the throwing shoulder. So, you know, we're splitting hairs here. But again, a great, great football game. It wasn't without controversy, however. The JT Barrett spot controversy. I initially didn't think he got it. I still don't think he made the line to gain. That's number one. Number two, and I won't make this the difference in the game, and I'm not going to agree with Jim Harbaugh, and I'm not going to let him up off the deck for this. Certainly, Ohio State seemed to get the benefit of the doubt in all the key calls, and in a rivalry game with this much on the line, to see them called for that few penalties is a bit distressing. And clearly, there were a couple of plays in this game where there was a Michigan was called for pass interference on an uncatchable ball. That flag should have been picked up. And there was a Michigan receiver who was clearly interfered with, and they missed it. So it was clearly some key plays and glaring plays that the officials missed that seemed to benefit Ohio State. The spot, I didn't think Barrett made the line to gain. I won't make that the difference in the game, but certainly those were glaring things that you could take a look at. I think ultimately the key was, from Urban Meyer, getting JT Barrett going in the running game in the second half, and even more important, getting Curtis Samuel involved running the football in the second half. Those two things really paid dividends and ended up being a huge difference in this football game, Bob. And in our next segment, we'll wrap up the Michigan-Ohio State and bounce our way through all the other meaningful games within the top 25 in a Week 13 in college football. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And we're talking to some Ohio State, Michigan, buddy. And just a game that lived up to the expectations. It truly did.
Again, Bob, as we talked about in the last segment, it had everything. And now Ohio State, their year is over. They're probably going to come out of this weekend's college football playoff rankings ranked at number two. But Unlike a lot of the teams ranked around them, they're sitting at home waiting. And I don't know what's going to happen going forward. We'll talk about this a lot more tomorrow once the rankings are out. But it was a must-win game for both sides. Ohio State manages to prevail in double overtime. And for Michigan, you know, if Jim Harbaugh was going to do this in the next couple of years, this was the year to do it, as Ohio State was incredibly young and Michigan was incredibly experienced. Good news for Michigan, Harbaugh gets his hand-picked quarterback in there under center next year as a freshman, and he's got other pieces coming in. But he's going to graduate a lot of guys, and they're going to be the very young team next year. They'll still go to a terrific bowl. They're making great progress and ahead of schedule for Jim Harbaugh. But this game was theirs for the taking when you consider the special teams gaffes from Ohio State. It was and the way that Michigan, for really much of the first 40 minutes of this game, had the momentum. And I can't say they had control, but they were the better team. All of a sudden, Ohio State, with halftime adjustments and getting that running game going and getting Curtis Samuel involved, found a way to win a great game. And now they sit and wait and hope they can find their way into the college football playoffs.
Yep, and that's exactly how it's going to play out, you know. And it's funny, we exist in Twitter universe quite a bit. And the recruits were all over this, too, on both sides, you know. Guys like J.K. Dobbins and Jeffrey Okuda, you know, they were all loving it. The Michigan guys were loving it as well. This rivalry is going to be fun for a long time to come, barring unforeseen circumstances. But you make a great point about the youth of next year's Michigan team. But another point there, Joe, is this will be the first time that Harbaugh has basically his team. It will be all his guys. And I'll be curious to see how he did in the recruiting department as far as getting the elite of the elite. We know what Urban does each and every year. Let's see how Harbaugh's recruits play out, whether or not they're able to maintain that level. I'm assuming they're going to be able to, but, you know, again, until they're on the field performing, you never know.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we move on to some of the other notable and more meaningful top 25 action within the world of college football? And we'll go all the way back to Friday. Number 5, Washington, extremely impressive in the Apple Cup, 45-17 over the number 23, Washington State Cougars. 28 first quarter points sealed the deal in this one. And truth of the matter, this was one Washington looked great. They stormed the castle. But what people haven't realized about Washington State, once River Craycraft went down, an awful lot changed for them.
Right.
And
right.
If you look from the time he went down, he was their number two receiver and was a key part to those four receiver sets. The depth of wide receivers when you have four is always a challenge. And from the time River Craycraft went down, the offense just was not the same. Only 24 against a very good Colorado defense and only 17 against a very good Washington defense. 8-4, nice bowl for Mike Leach, nice team, nice, you know, it was a nice season after a rocky start. You wonder what could have been had Craycraft stayed healthy. It was not to be. For the Huskies, Pac-12 championship game against Colorado in what will be a dynamite matchup. Colorado pretty good on offense, great on defense. Washington terrific on both sides of the ball. I think that's going to be a hell of a Pac-12 championship game. If Washington wins, I think they've done enough to get in. If Colorado wins, they'll be able to make a case of their own.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. You know, look, first to Washington, they truly took care of their business. You mentioned the injury, and it certainly did matter. But Washington's just that good. And as you said, on both sides of the football, and people have a tendency to forget that, they look at Washington's ability to put points up on the board. And it kind of the defense kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. Not the case. They're truly an elite defense. And as they go up against Colorado, and, you know, we'll talk about this more going forward, I think, if anything, that's where Colorado's going to come up a little short. They're just not offensively dynamic enough to counter what Washington can do. And, you know, I think Washington's going to have a relatively easy time with it. But, hey, you never know. And if Colorado should win, I think you're spot on right. They get to make a case as well.
We'll get through the rest of the top 25 action from Friday. It's going to be kind of rapid fire. Nebraska lays an egg in Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Iowa rolls 40-10 in this one. Iowa's 8-4, Nebraska's 9-3. They both had solid years. They'll get good bowls. Mike Riley's group faded down the stretch a little bit against better competition, but Nebraska will go to a nice bowl, and so will Iowa. I didn't expect 40-10 blowout. Not shocked by the loss for Nebraska.
No, I wasn't either. And, you know, again, the inconsistent quarterback play and everything that comes into play in Nebraska, as you said accurately, when they stepped up against better competition, they got exposed.
Pair of group of five teams fell. Teams that might have been able to make a case had all fallen right for being the group of five team that went to a Big Six bowl. Well, Boise State, done. They fell to Air Force. Houston, done. They fell to Memphis. Number 21, Western Michigan, rolls over Toledo 55-35. And they go into the Mid-America Conference Championship game undefeated. They win that. They will be the group of five rep for a Big Six bowl. The Mountain West winner, whether it be Wyoming or San Diego State, will not be ranked ahead of them.
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, they've done it all year. They're a pretty darn impressive football team. You know, we'll see what happens when they get into the Big Boy Bowl. But, you know, you can't take anything away from their season. And PJ Fleck done one hell of a job there.
He sure has, Bob. We talked to him earlier in the year, and boy, he's got it humming there. And they just keep on grinding, boy. Keep on chopping. Number one, Alabama. It took them a while to get rolling on offense, as Auburn's defense is very good. But Auburn's offense is awful. And in the third quarter, 14 big points, a couple of big plays by Jalen Hurts, and Alabama, they're just too good for Auburn. 30-12 in this one. Again, Auburn hung around for a half, but they ended up having six points before they got a first down. They just could not move the football at all against that Alabama defense, and had no answers. And Alabama will go into the SEC championship game, and I expect the SEC championship game against the Florida team that can't score and lost to Vanderbilt to look an awful lot like this, like the Iron Bowl. It may take a while for Alabama to break through against that Florida defense, but that Florida offense will do so little, the defense will eventually cave and Alabama will roll. They'll end up in the college football playoffs as the number one seed and undefeated.
Yep, and rightfully so. I mean, hey, look, you know, when we were previewing this game last week, it unfortunately for Auburn, and they have scored points, but their formula is to just pound you to death with their running attack, because I think they have old people that can run behind that line. Unfortunately, they were going up against an Alabama team that's at front seven. A pretty good chunk of it's going to be playing in the National Football League, and they, oh, by the way, stopped the run. So it was strength against strength, and we knew who had more talent. It was the Alabama Crimson Tide, and for the Iron Bowl, this one was almost anticlimactic. Nobody anticipated Auburn winning this football game.
Well said, Bob. The Palmetto Bowl was a blowout of epic proportions. 35-0 before you could blink at halftime. Clemson takes care of their business against South Carolina. They go into the ACC championship game, I believe, as a double-digit favorite against Va Tech. Win, and they're in the college football playoffs again.
Yep.
Paul Bunyan's axe. Minnesota hanging tough. Wisconsin needed 21 fourth quarter points to come back from being down 7 to win this game 31-17. People are saying, well, it doesn't matter. They were going to the Big Ten championship game anyway. Well, maybe with this win and a Big Ten championship game win, they might have a case for the college football playoffs. We'll see. Number 7, Penn State. Took them a while to get rolling. It was 10-6 at halftime. Well, they stormed the castle for 35 second-half points, 45-12 over Michigan State. Penn State will be the other half of that Big Ten championship game, and they're going to have one heck of a case for if they should win that Big Ten championship of making the college football playoffs.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how good that conference has been all season, buddy. It's you know, they're all going to have a case, but unfortunately, I think they're all going to be on the outside looking in.
All of them? Or you mean other than Ohio State?
Yeah, other than Ohio State. You know, all right. It's going to be a tough sell.
Okay, that's fair, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Colorado takes care of their business. They advance to the Pac-12 championship game, 27-22 over Utah. Louisville and Lamar Jackson fall in disappointing fashion, 41-38 to Kentucky. Lamar Jackson turns the ball over four times. It's going to make the Heisman Trophy race a little closer, but I still think he's the Heisman Trophy winner.
I couldn't agree more. You know, it hurts him. I'm a little disappointed in what happened to Louisville going down the stretch. They certainly shouldn't have lost this game, especially at home.
USC rolls over Notre Dame. Florida State rolls over Florida. Tennessee finds a way to lose to Vanderbilt. West Virginia, Stanford, and Navy take care of their business. That's your top 25 college football scoreboard. We talk to Arthur Travis Langley about Doctor Who psychology next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
No guest.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we're waiting on Travis Langley, who's going to talk to us about Doctor Who. And boy, the obsession with these television shows, Joe, whether it's Doctor Who or The Walking Dead or any of them, Game of Thrones, it's something that I don't get into, but I'll tell you what, I have so many friends who are hooked on these programs. It's absolutely astounding. They live and breathe and die with them.
Well, Bob, I mean, the unique thing about Doctor Who is its enduring legacy. I mean, this is a show that's been going on for decades and decades and decades. And I'm no youngster, and I remember this from when I was a kid. And it's still going with reboots and reruns and everything else. So there's something unique about Doctor Who, and that's what we're hoping to explore with Travis Langley in just a few minutes here. When we talk to him about Doctor Who psychology, what makes this show such an endearing and enduring, both of those things, show? That's the truth of the matter. It's enduring and it's endearing. You know, it's
endearing and enduring.
Yeah. Had a vast audience for decades and decades and decades, Bob. Any final thoughts on the college football, Bob, before we roll into something else as we wait for Travis Langley?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we always talk about the SEC being such the great conference, and it is and has been over the test of time. But, you know, it's Alabama and the little piglets in that conference this year. It's all about the Big Ten. They are just dominant. And top to bottom, you talked about the teams that will be able to make a case, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, three of them are probably going to get left out.
It's interesting. It might be only two, Bob, but let's shelve that discussion for a while, and let's go out to the phones where we bring in the author of Doctor Who Psychology. It's Dr. Travis Langley, and he joins us now on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Dr. Langley. It's Joe Spano along with Bob Black. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Excellent. Now, I love your Twitter handle, Superheroology. I guess the place I want to start, me and Bob were talking about this before you jumped on with us. There's something not only endearing but enduring about Doctor Who. There's been many, many reboots. I remember this show going, I believe, all the way back to the late 70s, early 80s. What is it that makes Doctor Who so unique in that they've rebooted the show so many times and that it's got such an enduring and endearing legacy?
Yeah, it's been going for 53 years, since the early 60s. Those who don't know, this character, that he travels through space and time in this blue box of his. He can go anywhere, anytime. And that right there is very appealing to anybody. We all like to think, it's like, oh, what if we could go that place or that time or, you know, see this thing? Like, if you could go back in the past, is there a particular historical event you'd like to go to? Or wouldn't you love to have a camera to go back to the first Super Bowl and record it because nobody else has got that on record? And it's like, the Doctor can do it. And so we all think, it's like, what would we love to do? And this character himself, he's alien, he's ancient, and yet he's very human and out there trying to do the right thing. And that appeals to us. We want somebody to step in and do the right thing, even when the situation is so bizarre, it's hard to imagine how it can possibly be solved.
Hey, you know, I mean, sci-fi has always intrigued people by time travel and the ability to go back and change things or not change things, the case may be. And when you look at sci-fi movies and things along those lines, it's always about the device or the big special effect thing that goes on. This is just a plain blue box. Talk about the psychology of that in itself.
Well, of course, it was a practical thing, too. When they originally came up with the show, you know, they had the idea, it's like, how do we do the special effects every time? And they just came up with the gimmick of, it has this chameleon circuit that's supposed to blend into the background, but it got stuck in the form of a 1963 British police box. And right there, it's a novel design that, you know, most of us have never seen a 1963 British police box, yet we associate it with that particular image. But it has a lot of interest. It's got this sense of something old and ancient and out of place and yet comfortable. It is a police box. It's there to offer help and reassurance.
Well, Dr. Langley, you know what's interesting? You're not only a noted superhero lover, sci-fi lover, you're also a doctor. And I guess
I'm a professor of psychology at Henderson State University. I do have a doctorate in psychology, yes.
Right. So with that said, are there some unique psychological things that you're able to glean from the unconventional personality and hero in the Doctor Who series? Are there some interesting psychological conclusions that you draw from this program, not only about our viewing habits, but why the program is so loved?
In terms of the psychology of it, I think it's the psychology of character personality that is intriguing to us. And this question of who we are, because the Doctor he's been replaced by, you know, different actors. They're on the 12th one in 53 years right now. And it's supposed to be the same character. He regenerates and so he can be played by a new actor. But the personality changes, and this thought of, you know, who is he? What is still that same person over time? Because we all change. In fact, right before the 11th Doctor regenerated, he made a comment about how we all change, and that's a good thing. And looking at this fantastic character and what is core to who he is, what's true to that personality, can help us think, oddly enough, about what's true to our own personality.
Well, you know, let me ask you this, because this is kind of a two-parter here, and the first part will determine the second part. Do you talk to people who are absorbed into Doctor Who? Do they talk to you about their obsession with the series?
Well, not as an obsession. People talk to me about Doctor Who all the time, though. Some of my longest rants on Twitter have been me talking about Doctor Who for several hours.
Okay, so with that being said, what do you find to be the common thread of their obsession with this series? Was it, as you talked about, you know, maybe it's a safe place, or is it something that absorbs them in that's maybe something we're unaware of?
They seem, people have so many different things that are appealing to them about a particular hero, but I think the Doctor's rebel nature. You know, he is a bit of an anti-authoritarian. He's going to do things his own way, and that's appealing and intriguing. You know, we want to be able to step up and do things differently. And right now, in the political elections of this past year, on both the left and the right, you know, there was somebody who was being presented as the cowboy, the rebel hero, whether Trump or Sanders, at either extreme, for whatever and for all their differences, you know, there was this idea of somebody who rebels against the system. And I think now, in particularly, clearly, people want somebody to rebel.
You know, Dr. Langley, something that's interesting, and we've talked about Doctor Who exclusively thus far because we're trying to talk about your latest book, Doctor Who Psychology, which is available at, you know, all the ways you can pick up books these days, whether it be Amazon.com, your traditional brick-and-mortar booksellers, whatever that might be. You can get Doctor Who Psychology at all of those places. But it seems in general, sci-fi, and in particular, superheroes a lot of times, they are some of our most enduring characters. Do you find a unique trait within a myriad of sci-fi series and superhero characters that kind of bond people? And is there a particular reason or something in particular about the genre that makes it some of our most enduring characters and most successful in, say, and most frequently rebooted, as it were?
Well, we all see terrible things in the world. We all, whether we're talking at the large level or the small level, and we want somebody to step up and do the right thing. And sometimes it's very hard to imagine how anybody can. When Superman first came along in 1938, he was a rebel. You know, not quite the level of rebel that Batman was, but he was a rebel when he first showed up. You know, one of the first things he did was expose a corrupt congressman and slam a wife beater into the wall. And, you know, he was a guy who had the strength to shake things up. You know, whether we want to imagine that we can be strong enough to shake things up, we want somebody to have the ability to do the right thing. You know, so it's some of the same things that appeals with Doctor Who.
Dr. Travis Langley joining us here on The Attack. Yeah, I saw in the bio, Doc, that you're making appearances at Comic-Con, and I love that. I think it's a wonderful outlet for people, and truly the people who attend are completely passionate. Talk about your experiences a little bit and how you're received at those events.
My year begins and ends with San Diego Comic-Con, but I go to a lot of Comic-Cons, the Wizard World Conventions and New York Comic-Con and many others. I love going to these environments that celebrate interest that people might feel ostracized about somewhere else. You know, like, for example, the Doctor Who fan who might have trouble just chatting with their coworkers when nobody else in the office wants to hear them talking about the science fiction. They know they can find people with shared interest in these conventions. And I always have a great time, and people respond well to the things that are interesting to me. You know, I make friends. I give public talks. I've done hundreds of convention panels.
Before we let you out the door, where can we find the book? And of course, give us your social media handles, please.
The book's at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. BarnesandNoble.com has the most copies. And well, actually, the Barnes & Noble stores, I think it comes out in those tomorrow. I am Superherologist on Twitter, or look for Dr. Travis Langley on Facebook. Those are my favorite social media.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. Thanks for your time and continued success. We'd love to have you back sometime.
Oh, glad to. Thanks.
Dr. Travis Langley, Joe, and fun stuff. You know, we grew off the beaten path every once in a while. As he said, this is a carrier that's been going on for over 50 years, and the obsession with the public, the popularity of it never wanes. And if you go to one of those Comic-Con events, it's not just, you know, a bunch of guys and girls running around in costume. They're truly passionate about these characters, and they get completely absorbed into the lifestyle. It's kind of fun to be around.
See more people. You see more male virgins over 40 who are living in their parents' basement than any place else on the planet at one time.
Truth.
I love making fun of sci-fi nerds and a bunch of guys in masks who are always very happy to be interviewed and be ridiculed. So, San Diego Comic Con is any of these Comic Cons, but in particular, San Diego is an amazing place. For all kinds of reasons. A lot that you said and, well, some that I said. It's just a unique place. I get it. I love, you know, the passion for sci-fi and superheroes, and it's definitely all cool, and there's nothing wrong with it. There's just a bit of a fringe, much like there are within the world of sports, the sports fanatics who go too far. You see a concentrated volume of Comic-Con of people with a little bit of lack of balance in their life. They need to find something else besides sci-fi and superheroes. But it is a fun place. And sometimes if you go there as somebody who, yeah, I like sci-fi, I like superheroes, but you're not that, you know, crazed sci-fi or superhero or Comic-Con type person, and you kind of go as an observer, it's pretty interesting. Very, yeah. Very interesting.
Hey, listen, you know, it's like you said, and I think that's where you can equate it to the world of sports. You know, you talk to people who are, you know, life and death. I know you play fantasy football, but, you know, you're not one of those people that's attached to it 24/7. You know, it's the same with that kind of thing. You know, once you get absorbed by something like that, it kind of rules your life to a certain point. In some ways it can be good, in some ways not so good. But with the Comic-Con folks, it's pretty pure, innocent fun, and they have a good time doing it. Nerds of the world unite.
And there you go. But they're different kind of nerds. I always used to say, you know, and I even said it in high school, don't make fun and bully around those nerds. We'll all be working for them someday. They're a group of nerds that don't have two nickels to rub together and have never been in a relationship. That's a story for another day. We'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of The Attack right after this.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. After a rough start, pretty damn good show. Want to thank Dr. Travis Langley for coming on board. A lot of professional football, a lot of college football, and Joe, all around a lot of fun. We ended up on a very high note.
Okay. You say so. I'll go along with you. I'm not having all that much fun. I have to be blunt. But, you know, it was an entertaining show, and, you know, we bounced around a lot of different things, as you said. Covered the world of the NFL, looked deeply into the Monday night matchup, you know, tackled all the big issues and all the big games within the world of college football, and went off the beaten path like only we can with the sci-fi and Dr. Travis Langley. And he was a great guest. And that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed talking to him and getting some of his insight into why sci-fi is so cool, why he's so passionate about it, why so many others are. I think the book will be a lot of fun. And, you know, as he said, all the traditional sources, Amazon.com, the various Barnes & Noble's brick-and-mortar bookstores, and any place else you go to buy books.
Yep. And, you know, look, it's a good time. We endorse some stuff, but, you know, go get it. It'll be a good time if you enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, if that's an area of interest, his books are good. He's written many of them. And for those passionate sci-fi people, he writes a terrific book. So go read it. It's easy, light reading, and it's fun and informative and just a lot of fun.
Yep, no question about it. And we'll have a good hump day edition of the Attack as well tomorrow, revisit some college football stuff and anything else that pops up in the world of sports. It'll be a good time.
Well said, Bob. We do want to thank Dr. Travis Langley for joining us. I want to thank Robert for pushing some of the right buttons some of the time, I guess. I don't know. But most importantly, we want to thank all of you for enduring through what was a difficult edition of the Attack. Until we do it again tomorrow for a hump day edition, I'm Joe Spano for Bob Black. Good day, all.